Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today we enter into the season of Advent. Advent's a Latin word that means the coming. And it speaks of the first coming of Jesus, his first advent, his first coming, his birth, and his second advent, his second coming, when we see him again. Regarding the first advent, church leaders established this in the second century as a time for Christians to reflect on the meaning of Christmas. So 4 Sundays, 4 weeks before Christmas begins the Advent season. So let's work through this in our time together each day, and thank you for joining us each day to look at God's Word. We want to begin to prepare our hearts for this first coming of Jesus. And then during this time, I'm going to have some specific things for parents to do with your children. Lori and I so enjoyed the Advent season. We actually wrote a book on preparing for Advent. We did it together because Advent was so meaningful for us and our family. So I'll have some things for kids to do as well. Luke chapter 1, verses 16 through 17, that's our first passage that we're going to look at this Advent season. The passage says, "And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared." So let's think of the context of this passage. One day, Zechariah was doing his duty as a priest before the Lord. And suddenly, an angel appeared to him. You can imagine Zechariah was terrified. But the angel told the trembling priest this unbelievable news. He said, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear a son, and you will give him the name John." The angel explained that many would rejoice in John's birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, Scripture says. The son would bring many back to the Lord. He would live in the spirit and power of the great prophet Elijah. This miracle baby would make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Elizabeth and Zechariah were in their old age when the angel came to them and told them that Elizabeth was going to have a child. Well, God has the same promise for us. This miracle baby that would make ready a people prepared for the Lord, God wants us to do the same thing. He's working in your heart to do great things for him. And every believer lives with the power of the Holy Spirit. We have everything we need to do what God is calling us to do. God's writing his story in us, and he will use us for his eternal purposes. He will use you to prepare yourself and your family and your friends for the coming of Jesus. So this Advent season, let's do this. Let's let God use us to prepare others for the coming of Jesus. And parents particularly, let's allow God to use us to prepare our kids for the real meaning of Christmas. So Father, thank you for using me to prepare others for Jesus. Help me be ready and willing to be used by you. In Jesus' name, amen. Christmas is a great time to refocus yourself and your family. We'd love for you to share with us some things you do during the Christmas season to keep the proper focus. Email us at prayer@ronmoore.org, prayer@ronmoore.org, to tell us what you do with your family to keep the proper focus for Christmas.